The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Confirmation today from Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UK that the World Cup will be a dry event in a dry country. No booze available. Joe O'Shea is the editor of Cork Bio. Joe, does that mean you're cancelling your flights as we speak?
No. Strangely, I find myself kind of on the same side as the Saudi ambassador to England.
I've always said you guys were kind of fellow travellers.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe it's maybe a first and only time. But listen, I did 10 years travelling with the Green Army, covering the fans, basically, for national newspapers. So I went to every Irish game for 10 years. And I went to World Cup in Korea and Japan. And I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of alcohol on, and I'm partaking of alcohol at football tournaments. So I do know this. I do know the score. And I know what the scene is. Saudi Arabia is not, as the Qataris did with the last World Cup, with the World Cup in Qatar. They were never going to open the bars and say, "Come on in, lads, bring a tray of beer." Right? It wasn't going to happen. So the minute that FIFA announced that the World Cup is going there, this was going to be the situation. Now the strange thing is, it looks like they're going to have a complete ban, except for maybe you can have a drink in what they call international hotels. So it's going to be a dry tournament. I think if you're determined enough, an Irish fan, assuming they qualify. If you're going to go all the way to Saudi Arabia, having a beer is not going to be top of your agenda. You really are there for the football.
Yeah, I wonder, we're fairly adept in this country at sneaking naggins into nightclubs. I'm sure they'll find a way of doing it somehow. There's two aspects to this, though, Joe, isn't it? There's the fan experience, which would be very different without booze for the kind of the travelling Green Army, as it were, because, you know, not for all of them, but for a lot of them, it's a pub-centred experience when you go abroad like that following the team before the match. But there's also the experience in the stadium. And I have to say, I don't think I have a huge problem with no booze in stadiums.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly where myself and the Saudi ambassador to the UK kind of join in, because I actually got pretty tired of it. And it was actually at the last rugby international I was at, Lansdowne Road, the Aviva Stadium. I realised I was there and I was drinking beers myself during the game. I was in the middle of a row. And I realised it was a pretty miserable experience, because you're sitting down, having a beer, getting up, pushing past 20 people, annoying them. And I could see people around, because there was a lot of it going on. And I think that still happens at big international games. People were getting annoyed. People were shouting at people to sit down. And it was for the sake of 90 minutes or whatever, to just sit there, I realised that day, that's what you should do. These days, I don't even bother going. Like, even if I got a ticket, I probably wouldn't go. And tickets are hard enough to come for the big events. I prefer to watch it in the pub, have a couple of beers and watch it with my mates. No pressure, no expense, no paying for hotels and all that kind of stuff.
Stephen Hunt is with us as well, the former Irish international. Stephen, how different do you think the fan experience would be without booze?
Yeah, listen, I think it's first of all, it's 10 years of time, I think it is. Second, we have to be there to enjoy the ride to a certain degree. And listen, I've owned a bar for 7 years. And for the last 5 years, I spent a lot of my time going to games. So games now are just not going to a football match 2 minutes before the game and watching the game and then going having a drink at half time. It's become a show. They're all spectacles. There's always something going on, whether it's a DJ, some sort of music instrument. So there's a lot going on before games now. And at least the Irish fans mainly will be able to remember the game and not have a sore head the next day. Listen, I've been in Poland when we qualified for 2012, and the experience was magical. How they went about it, how they behaved themselves. But as I look now, as times go by, I see more and more kids in away grounds travelling with the mum and dads, travelling with the dads to the game. So the experience is changing. I think we've got to embrace it.
Yeah, and I know maybe a kind of a football tournament, I think during games, during actual match, but the bars often close, unlike the rugby, where Joe is right. It seems to be kind of a case that there's people there who spend more time at the bar during a Six Nations game, for example, than actually watching the match. But Stephen, as a player at a big tournament as well, and maybe the kind of, I assume the teams would be at these international hotels, they might be able to get their hands in a few cans. Would there be much drinking done by the players during it?
Listen, I've been in times where I've seen beer being drank out of teacups. So to hide anything from the managers, there's all sorts of ways of doing it. And I've seen waiters.
Well, hold on now. Which manager was that? Which manager were you hiding stuff from when you were drinking out of teacups?
It wouldn't be my style to dob any of my teammates in, that's for sure. And And but they mastered it. I know that for sure. And there was teacups, there was teapots of beer coming out, and it was quite entertaining.
All right.
Having said that, we're in a good place. Unfortunately, we just need to qualify for a good game, I think.
Well, listen, if we manage to qualify, I hope people remember this conversation when they look at the Irish squad sipping from teacups when they meet members of the royal family, the Saudi royal family, during the World Cup. Stephen, listen, thanks a mil for joining us. Stephen Hunt, former Irish international. Joe O'Shea, editor of Cork PO. Joe, thank you very much as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.